It's Matt Glazer.
Hello, folks. This is Matt Glazer coming to you from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Hope you guys are having a wonderful evening. I remember when I was around 17 years old getting a Stefan Grappelli record and listening to it and looking out the window and thinking, I'm so glad that I live on a planet where Stefan Grappelli lives. At that point, I had no idea that I would ever get a chance to meet him, but I did get a chance to meet him and work with him quite a bit. He was an amazing guy, not only this exquisitely beautiful violinist, but a magical kind of elf-like figure. I had the privilege of working on a jazz violin book with him, and at one point I thought I would ask him for some hints about bowing. His bowing was so incredible. So I asked him, tell me something about bowing, and he played amazing passages, playing, looking at his bow. He was just going wild. And he stopped and he looked at me and he said, "The bow must go up and down." So I think I knew that the bow must go up and down. I was looking for something else. But his approach to life and his art was so pure and without artifice that all he could do to tell me about bowing was say that the bow must go up and down, which is really basically what it boils down to. He was an amazing guy, and he told very funny stories about his life when he was younger as a musician. He told me a story that after he had left Gregor and the Gregorians, he auditioned for a club as a pianist. He was also an amazing pianist, as many of you probably know. And the woman who ran the club asked him if he also played the saxophone. So he lied and he said yes. And she asked him, unfortunately, to audition. So he got one of the guys in the band, the Gregor and the Gregorians band, to show him where to put his fingers on the saxophone. And he said he played "I Want to Be Happy." And Grappelli said to me, "You know, you don't need a century to learn to play that tune. It's very simple." But Grappelli went on to say that even then he was unlucky with that tune, so he ended the damn audition by dancing the Charleston. I guess you can do that when you're younger, Grappelli said. I also remember when he was in his later years accompanying him at the Charles Hotel in Boston, and there were a few steps leading up to the stage, and he walked up gingerly up the stairs and he said, "I must be careful, otherwise I might fall down and have a love affair with the floor." Another one of these Grappelli aphorisms that were so beautiful, and I don't know exactly what they mean, but they were very beautiful. But of course, the thing I'll remember most is his unbelievable warm generosity of heart and exquisitely beautiful music coming out of his violin. It was really a magical experience to listen to him play, and so inspiring for so many of us for so many years. I miss him terribly, bitterly, and I think of him often, and I feel very, very grateful to have had an opportunity to meet with him. But even though he's not on this plane any longer, we can still think of him with great loving warmth, and it's events like the one you're all participating in tonight that will keep his memory alive. Have a great evening.